sound of the city.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.
In just a moment, I'm going to be speaking to a woman who's not at all happy with morning after checkpoint. She wouldn't be alone. And here's a question that I want to ask you. Is it, morally speaking, as bad to drive your car in the morning with drinks still in your system as it is to fall out of a pub drunk and into your car? I want you to consider this situation. A woman drinks a bottle of wine on, let's say, a Thursday night. And the next morning she drives to work or she drops the kids to school. She may well be over the limit, but feels grand. Is she as bad as someone falling out of a pub and into their car? Should there be as many drink driving checkpoints the morning after as it appears there has been of late? Well, today, several government ministers have hit out at increased drink driving checkpoints by An Garda Síochána, particularly in the mornings. Now, among those who've spoken on the issue were Minister for Justice Charlie Flanagan, Minister for Business Heather Humphreys, Minister for Agriculture Michael Creed, Minister for Rural Development Michael Ring, and Minister and Independent TD Sean Canny has also spoken about this whole issue.
There is, and let's be honest here, there has been a huge increase in the number of checkpoints that are happening for drink driving in the mornings, especially. A very noticeable increase in them. I have no problem with that, except that we seem to be going, losing the balance. What has been happening in the last number of months is that there has been a racking up in people's minds of the amount of checkpoints on people who are going about their daily lives, going to work in the morning, dropping their children off to school. And there is this, I suppose people feel that they are being trodden upon at a time, at times of the day when they're genuinely trying to bring their children to school.
Okay, now, there has been, it would appear, a fairly dramatic increase in the number of checkpoints in the morning to catch people for drink driving, perhaps the night before. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. One minister speaking privately said increased checkpoints in the morning were over the top, adding that they were akin to a police state. And that's what we want to focus on, morning checkpoints. Are they a step too far or do you fully support them? 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. Do you think it's wrong to nab people who may have been drinking the night before but went to bed, had their breakfast and drove the next day and may still be a little bit over the limit? Do you agree with the minister that having morning checkpoints is turning us into a police state? Have you come across any morning checkpoints? Were you breathalyzed at a morning checkpoint? Do you support them or do you think it is a bit over the top to be mounting checkpoints in the morning to nab people? Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Margaret, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Margaret.
Hiya.
Margaret, you think these checks are going too far?
I think it's ridiculous. Like, if I stay at home for Friday night and have a couple of glasses of wine, I can't go out Saturday morning to get me shopping. If I go down to meet off Sunday, I can't have a glass of wine Saturday night. And that happened actually last weekend. So, you know, you sit in, you think you're going to do good, you have a few glasses, you won't go out. I can't go out and drink and drive. Mm-hmm. So I'll sit in. So that meant all last weekend, I couldn't even have a glass of wine. Okay, you might be able to have one, but like, you know, it's getting ridiculous.
Okay, so this whole fear of possibly being over the limit the next day is even stopping you having a couple of glasses of wine?
Yeah. I mean, what about the people living down in the country in places where they need a car to go out and have a drink? Okay, they're not taking their car, so they're staying at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't even have a drink at night. So how are they going to socialise? So then the next morning they can't go out. And these are people living in places that they can't go anywhere without a car. I know a neighbour of mine was telling me a story 2 weeks ago where her nephew was stopped. And what was he done for? Mouthwash.
Right.
Now, honestly.
And, well, I assume he hadn't been drinking, had he not?
No, he hadn't been drinking.
And the only thing that he'd had in his system...
The only thing he had was mouthwash.
Right, but surely when he was... Was he taken to the Garda station?
He was, yeah.
And I assume he passed the test then.
He did, yeah. Which is ridiculous. No drink, mouthwash. What are you going to do now? Stop using mouthwash in the morning? In case you're done? I mean, I was done last year, breathalyzed at 3:30 in the day. No drink on me. Hadn't been drinking. It was during the week. I don't drink during the week. I might throw in of a Friday night. I might meet up with my sister once a month. I go to my daughter's house in Tallaght because I live in Kildare. She lives in Blanchardstown. I have to stay in my daughter's the next day till at least 2 o'clock before I can come home.
But isn't... You see, some people will argue, Margaret, that that's a good thing. That even though you may have had a night's sleep, if you had a fair few drinks the night before, it's quite likely it's still in your system, and that even though you might feel grand, you are still over the limit.
So what do you do now? Okay, you won't get into your car. I won't get into my car now. I know you. There is people drinking over the limit, going out at night time and driving home. Okay, I can understand that. Stopping them, they shouldn't be doing that. But if you think, okay, I'm going to have 3 glasses of wine on a Friday night, sitting at home, socialising with my sister or whoever the case may be, my husband, but I can't go out the next day. So what's going to happen to the elderly people out there that is trying to socialise, trying to get a bit of company? I can't even sit and have a glass of wine because I can't go out.
So this increase in morning checkpoints, you believe, is way over the top?
Way over the top. I don't agree with it whatsoever. Anybody can get on and say you're wrong, you're this or that. I personally don't agree with it. And I don't agree with people 60, 70 years of age in rural parts of the country not even able to get out the next day in case they have a drink the night before, or they can't have a drink the night before. What are you doing? You know, they're actually stopping people socialising.
Well, no, they're actually stopping people drink driving. That's the reality of it.
I can understand that, really. I can. I can understand where people are getting into their car and they're way over the top. They shouldn't be drink driving. But if you sit at home and you have 3 or 4 glasses of wine, are you going to be the next morning over the top?
You could be. That's the thing. You could still be over the limit, yeah.
Yeah, it could be over the limit, but like, you're not drunk. You're not going out the night before drinking, driving.
What do you say to this message that's just come in and it says, to hear this woman defending drink driving is disgusting. Stop.
I am not defending drink driving whatsoever. I am not defending it.
But he's basically, but the message goes on to say, stop being irresponsible and lazy, get a bus.
What about people that can't get a bus? What about people that there's no buses near them? Like, I had 2 glasses of wine last Friday night. I'd have 2 glasses of wine. I wouldn't go out the next morning. So that's not me saying, yeah, it's okay to drink and drive. I won't go out. That's 2 glasses of wine. But it's getting to a stage now that you can't have a drink at home. They're down the road waiting on you to go out.
All right, stay there for 1 second.
Surely you can have a drink, 2 glasses of wine, and go out in your car. You could be all right.
You could very well be.
The fear of being stopped and being told you're over the top on 2 glasses of wine, 3 at the most. I wouldn't have any more than 3 glasses of wine if I'm at home and I'd go out the next day. I'd stay in till 1 o'clock, which, you know what I mean? It's keeping people at home. And don't say I'm agreeing, I'm going against this drink driving law. I'm not.
All right, stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme. 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Dave, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dave?
What's crack, Adrian?
Dave, you believe that the focus needs to be on nighttime checkpoints and not the following day.
Well, no, I think what people's problem with it is the fact that it's so sneaky, right? Like, I passed my driving test 2 years ago. Since I passed my driving test, I have met 2 checkpoints in the evening time. One was about 1.5 years ago, and the other one was there New Year's Eve. And I can understand New Year's Eve, that's fair enough. But, like, I'm just going at this from the rural perspective, okay? if the guards wanted to catch people drink driving, especially where I live, because there's only three pubs in the village, there's three roads out of the village, they could catch people. They could just set up a checkpoint down the road at the crossroads, and they catch lads drink driving every single weekend, but they don't bother. They do it in the morning time when it's sneakier, when people might realise that they might still be over the limit.
Yeah, but hang on, Dave. What is sneaky about that? If you are over the limit, you're over the limit, whether it's the
right,
next day.
Adrian, here's the thing. Right. I'm not saying someone who goes on a bender and gets home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and gets up at 7 and goes to work, still with the smell of drink off them and probably still half cut. That's fair enough. But a lot of people don't realise, if they have a few beers at home, they might still be a tiny bit over the limit, because the limit is just zero tolerance, no alcohol at all. Like, if they had left it at, like, a pint, I think this would have been fine. And the sickening thing about it is, especially where I live, if your house gets broken into, you call the guards. They might not be out till the next day. But God forbid if you meet them and your tax is up for a week or two. Do you not get me? Like, people are beginning to feel like the guards are nothing more than glorified revenue collectors at this point. Like, we've had lads joyriding out where I am. The guards know who they are. People have been breaking into houses. The guards know who they are. But they say, oh, well, we can't stop them. Do you know, they say, we have no cars to patrol the areas. If you drive into Tipperary town every single day of the week, there's at least three squad cars and a van parked outside the Garda station. You see it yourself in Dublin. The video of the lads flying around there, was it Tallaght or Finglas, in the stolen car, flying around the housing estate. No cars to be seen. But in the morning time when people are going to work, the guards are out with their checkpoints. Do you know, that's...
Okay,
so
you believe... That, I mean, one of the things that one of the ministers said, and in fact it was that minister we played there, Sean Canny, he believes that the guards have far more important things to be doing than mounting drink drive checkpoints during the daytime.
Man, look, I'm living down here a long time now, and I have never, ever heard of anybody crashing their car from drink driving in the morning times. I've never heard of it happen. I've heard of people doing that at night time when they've been pissed. And look, if you're behind the wheel of a car and you're drunk, and even if it's the next morning, you're still half pissed, that's fair enough. I have no issue with that whatsoever. You're a gobshite for getting into your car. But I was moving off the weekend. I had a few pints at the in the Brothers local, and I think three or four bottles of beer. You know, I got a good solid 9 hour sleep. I woke up the next morning. I hadn't even felt like I was drinking the night before. But technically, I was still over the limit. And I was shit myself, because it's a 2.5 hour drive home. And I needed to get on the road early enough because I had stuff to do. I was shitting it that I'd need a checkpoint and I'd lose my license for 3 months. Like, people, the problem with it isn't the drink driving thing. It's the fact that when you need the guards, they're not there. They're not around. But you have a couple of beers the night before, you wake up the next morning, you feel grand. You meet a checkpoint, there you go, there's your license gone for 3 months. I've been living down the country. And, like, for me, it's not too bad. I can get a lift to work. But for elderly people who just go to the pub or stay at home and have a few beers, for them to lose their license, you may as well just take them out into a field and shoot them. Because that's their life gone. That's their livelihood gone.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 087 98 98 98. A lot of people are saying that drink drive checkpoints the next day are sneaky, that they are just entrapment. Others are... Well, in fact, Jake, you wanted to get in on this. What did you want to say?
I did, yeah. How you doing? I just wanted to say, I mean, if you're going somewhere the next morning, realistically, you should plan ahead. You know you're going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Don't have those few drinks that you think you have. It feeds into the Irish mentality that you need to have a couple of drinks to socialise. You need to have a couple of drinks to enjoy yourself. But you really don't. You can go out, you can have a non-alcoholic beer, you can have a couple of fucking Cokes for all you want. And then, you know, you drive the next morning. It's as simple as that.
Margaret, basically what he's saying is plan ahead. If you know you're going to be having a few drinks, plan ahead and make sure you're not going to be driving until 2 o'clock the next day.
Yeah, but like as I said, for people being at home and having a drink of a Friday night, and if they want to go out, they can't go out. That means their whole weekend is gone. They don't drink during the week. So your weekend is gone if you have to go out on Saturday night. Now, there's no point in me keep going on about this, because people are going to come back against me saying, like, I'm against the drink driving law, or I'm wrong. I'm not wrong to have two drinks, three drinks. As that man said, he's afraid to go out. And that's what happens. You're driving down the road and you're saying, oh, I'm going to see a checkpoint.
But Margaret...
What happens if somebody has two drinks, three drinks, and they get a phone call from the hospital, and they go out, and they're going to the hospital, and they're done for drink driving? You know, like, we're not talking having a good few drinks and getting in behind the wheel of a car. I don't agree with that.
Jake, she doesn't agree with what we would traditionally know as drink driving.
I don't agree with it. I understand where they're coming from, but to have two or three drinks and be trapped in your home till 1 o'clock the next day is disgraceful. That's my opinion.
Okay, so do me a favour, both of you. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. Now, Jeremy's here with messages coming in on text, on WhatsApp and on social media.
Guys, did you not have a conversation a couple of weeks ago about buying breathalysers? There's absolutely no excuse for this behaviour the morning after. Yes, we did. About 2 weeks ago, was it? We did a topic about it.
We did, yeah.
And we discovered that you can buy professional breathalysers, not the disposable ones. You can buy them in shops like Halfords for what, under 50 quid?
Yes, you can.
So there probably is no excuse for that. I'm a grown man and I can make the decision myself if I'm safe to drive and I get caught and I'm over the limit. I will lose my job. I won't get insurance again. It's the company policy. Well, is that true? If you get done for drink driving, nobody will insure you?
Yeah.
For how long?
Well, it depends. If it's your first offence, they will, but they'll load your policy. But if it's a second offence, you just won't get insurance.
That guy is dead right. And Garda Síochána Corner are almost like a business now. Why are there more checks in the evening than in the evening? Nobody is drunk after a night. Oh, see, here we go. This is the problem. And I know you're going to have a problem with this, Adrian, and I want you to address it. Nobody is drunk after a night's sleep. The alcohol may be in your system, but the drink effect is gone.
Okay, you just heard Dave saying a couple of minutes ago, if you're out at a party and you get home at 2:30 in the morning and you're fairly sozzled and you go to bed and you sleep, but then you get up at 7 and you go back out in the car again, you're definitely still over the limit.
But is it as bad as someone falling into a pub their car?
I don't know about you. I've woken up the next day still drunk.
Drinking from what time?
If I had a very late night. Maybe this message might worry you.
Hi, guys. My dad left his car in the car park of a pub after drinking and walked home. The next morning, he went down and he picked it up. He was followed by a Garda car up to the driveway of our house, which is only about a 5-minute drive, and arrested him in our driveway for drink driving because he was still over the limit the next morning. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Now, okay, that's shocking, but I don't know how drunk that woman's dad was the night before. I don't know if he had 3 hours sleep or 20 hours sleep, whether he had a breakfast. And the fact of the matter is, this is the reality of it, that, you see, if we were to say, it's okay, we'll do away with morning checkpoints, the sort of people that are coming home drunk at 4 o'clock in the morning and getting into their car at 8... are the sort of people we really need to be doing for this. And if you were to say there's going to be no morning checkpoints anymore, should that allow them to do it? The fact of the matter is that if you're over the limit, you're over the limit. Where am I going next? Eric, you were caught drink driving twice.
Emmett.
Sorry, are you there?
Emmett, yeah.
Oh, Emmett. Sorry, Emmett. It says Eric.
Yeah, that was 98, 99. And the first time they caught me, they bring me to court and give me the fine and saying you have to produce in 15 days. I said, that's fine. So I didn't produce. I continued driving and they caught me second time. Second time they said, like, you know, they're going to, you know, give you like caution and like put me on the road for 2 years. And then somebody else said, like, you know, I get 4 years banned and jail. I said, to produce license straight away. So what I did, but when I get 4 years banned, I get another 4 years stamp in the driver license. So nobody would insure me or anything. So eventually I wait 8 years time passed to be able to get some insurance on the car. And then Queen Direct only takes insurance and it was €5,000 after that. So 2000, my first insurance after that was €5,000. And then, you know, it's not worth it. I'm not drinking now at the moment. I won't drink again. It's not worth it. Hustle. I drive, but I'm not drinking anyway. Not even a moon drink.
What is your opinion on the fairly dramatic increase in the number of morning drink drive checkpoints?
I don't know. That should be fine because, like, you know, you see the things that's happening on the road, like people get killed and things like that, and speeding, and, you know, like, the checkpoints should be there. That's why they're for, you know. It's not for only laughs, like, you know.
So. All right, let me go to Mark. You're on 98FM, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad, mate.
Mark, what did you want to say on this? We're talking about drink drive checkpoints in the morning and the way in which people have been hitting out at it. What did you want to say?
Well, I reckon most of the people, if they're drinking, only having a few drinks at night, and they go to bed and they have a decent sleep, if they eat breakfast in the morning, they shouldn't have any residence of alcohol in the system. I mean, it should be...
You see, an awful lot of it depends on how many units you drank the night before.
I'm not talking about getting hammered the night before. I reckon you've still got system. But if you're having two or three pints and at home or a few glasses of wine at home, and then, I mean, what's alcohol processed at? An hour?
An hour, yes.
A pint or something?
An hour per unit. An hour per unit. So,
you know, if you have a bottle of wine at night, if you go to bed at 10, 11 o'clock at night or whatever, and you wake up at 6, 7, have a meal, you shouldn't really have any alcohol in your system by then.
That's the theory, but, you know, you can't say to people, have a breakfast and you'll be grand, because for some people they won't be.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, in theory, you should be. I've been pulled up in the morning after having a couple of pints at night, and... you have your fry in the morning, or you have a decent meal, a couple of toast and eggs or whatever. And
The reality of it is that I think, you know, the guards are trying to catch people who, they might have been hammered the night before, and in reality, the next morning, and I'm sure this has happened to most people, you wake up the next morning after a fair feed of drink and you still feel fairly drunk. You should not be getting into a car. And I think this goes back to what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. The simplest way of dealing with this is, firstly, as that guard who sent the message in said, is to be prepared. But secondly, get a breathalyzer at home. Keep it in the house. And then you've no excuse. A couple more calls. Matthew, you're on 98FM. How are you, Matthew?
How are you doing, Adrian?
Matthew, you think people need to learn to start socialising without alcohol?
That's the first thing. And the second thing is, I don't believe it's enough checkpoints. I'm going around 2,000 kilometres a week and for last 2 years, and I wasn't breathalyzed for last 2 years.
Okay,
and
so driving,
checkpoint.
Driving an awful lot around Dublin, you have not come across a checkpoint in 2 years.
Yeah, that's why I really believe should be more, especially during the weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday morning.
Morning,
yeah, especially morning, because you can clearly see, I'm starting my work around the midnight, and you can clearly see how many people leaving the pubs and going home, and I can't be sure, some of them are drunk. So even if they will cut one person for every 10 checkpoints, that job done.
Okay, so you fully support morning checkpoints?
Absolutely.
All right, and one last call. Matt, you're on 98FM. How are you, Matt?
How's things? Not too bad.
Matt, you also support morning checkpoints?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think those people there who are talking about having a couple of drinks the night before, two, three drinks the night before, and, you know, they can't drive in the morning until 1 or 2 a.m. or 1 or 2 p.m. That's a joke, you know. We're talking about people's lives here and crashes, you know what I mean? Insurance costs are actually the smallest thing. We're talking about the safety of people. And the next morning after drinking, you know, your head's not right. As you said, you're sozzled, you know what I mean? People don't
This all depends, obviously, on how much you drank the night before.
And it depends on the person as well, of course.
Yes.
But still, the limit is the limit, and it's the law.
And whether you're over the limit from alcohol you had the night before or from alcohol you just drank 10 minutes ago, it doesn't make any difference.
Exactly. The limit is the limit, and the law is the law, and people, I know a friend of a friend who was caught, over the limit the morning after, and he was even telling his friends that he wasn't right. You know what I mean?
Okay, so by his own admission, he wasn't fit to drive. And I think, like I said, many of us who've been at a heavy party with a lot of drink, the next morning you do wake up still feeling the worse for wear, and you know bloody sure that you're over the limit. All right, thanks very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts, and opinions.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring, and more. 98FM.